Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard.
And someday soon, very soon, the hard road, hands-on feel of truck driving will feel more like this.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. As we've reached 10,000 feet, it's now safe to turn on any approved portable electronic devices you may have brought on board.
Truck driving may soon be more like kicking back in first class as an airline passenger if the self-driving Daimler Highway Pilot system, now being tested in Nevada, catches on. Oh, the system still needs a human to sit there and watch the controls, but the pilot does everything else, according to Derek Rotz, who's one of the engineers who helped develop Daimler's self-driving truck program.
The system called Highway Pilot is actually designed to support the driver with the more mundane tasks of driving down the road. And so the system is really envisioned to augment the driver and help him or her be more productive and more alert.
And the driver can sleep while the autopilot is going, or no?
No, the driver should remain alert and be ready to take over the system whenever the system requests it. But once the Highway Pilot is active and engaged, the driver is able to take his or her foot off the pedal and hands off the steering wheel.
How does that increase the amount of hours that an individual driver or crew can get in the truck?
At this point, we're looking at maintaining the same level of driving in terms of hours of service. And where we think the benefit really comes in is elevating the profile of the driver to allow them to become more productive and essentially take over more logistics tasks and be more of a fleet manager.
All right. What can the pilot do in terms of what's going on around the truck? Is it watching the lines on the road, the curb? What landmarks does it use to guide itself?
The Highway Pilot uses both radar technology as well as camera technology. Firstly, the radar is able to look at objects in front of the vehicle, and essentially you're able to maintain a safe following distance behind the vehicles. In addition, there's a stereo camera mounted on the front windshield, which is used to detect the lane markings and basically enable the truck to center itself in the lane.
So the computer is looking at the lane lines, and basically that's the guide for the road, for the lane.
That's correct. So it's basically making calculations and judgments in real time, looking at the lane markings, looking at what vehicles or objects are ahead, and adjusting the throttle, the brakes, as well as the steering inputs.
And how quickly can it respond to sudden changes in the environment?
Within fractions of a second. For example, if a vehicle cuts in front of you, it will be able to respond anywhere between 10 to 100 milliseconds. And if the vehicle in front slows down, of course, the truck will keep a safe following distance and slow down all the way to coming to complete stop if need be.
Let me tell you about a conversation I saw online about this. And maybe it's, science fiction. But it seems to me you get to a point where the computer has to decide in a certain situation, all right, I can do nothing and I collide with a, school bus of kindergartners. I can put on the brakes and maybe still hit the bus. I can swerve, but there's a big concrete wall over there. And if I do that, there's an extreme likelihood that the driver is going to die and the whole truck is going to be destroyed. How does the computer resolve that dilemma?
I like to point out that this is not a fully level 4 autonomous system where a driver does not even have to be present in the vehicle. The driver is very much present in the vehicle. In the event that the driver needs to take over, there's a warning system that comes on board. So imagine it like an alarm clock, if you will, that the displays will start to turn red, they'll start to flash, and you'll hear an audible sound that will inform the driver that they need to regain control. So the algorithm is constantly monitoring the situation.
Derek, thanks so much.
Okay, John, it was a pleasure.
Derek Rotz is one of the engineers that managed the development of Daimler's self-driving trucks, the pilot program that he was just speaking about. Without the absolute need for an alert driver running a big truck, hands on the wheel, feet on the gas, brakes, that sort of thing, is there really a need for the traditional truck driver? Does an upgrade from the highway pilot system to the highway no need for a pilot system mean that 3.5 million professional truck drivers in the U.S. will eventually get their walking papers? No one is expecting that immediately, but writer and blogger Scott Santons explored the implications of a fully self-driving truck fleet and concluded that pretty soon technology is going to pose the question, should there be an unconditional basic income for all Americans?
In the short term, trucking looks good. You know, there'll be good, still middle-class wages, salaries with trucking. But as soon as self-driving trucks really hit, like as soon as it's made legal in all 50 states, you know, so that we can drive from state to state, as soon as there's a federal law passed, then this is going to happen really quickly. And this is going to affect a lot more than truck drivers because there's so much of the economy that's dependent on truck drivers, especially when you're looking at small towns all across the country.
These are middle-class jobs. These are high-paying jobs. And by your scenario, although I suspect it will be a little more staged than maybe you're projecting here, these jobs would essentially vanish on the short-run, long-run truck routes, right?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, they would vanish. People will say that, oh, we'll just have truck drivers still in all these trucks, and you know they'll be needed there just in case. And what this makes me think of, too, is it's like when we, you know, how we used to have elevator attendants. And that used to be a job. Like, people got paid to be elevator attendants. And then we put buttons in there. Like, how funny would it be if we were still requiring elevator attendants in all of our elevators because we weren't trusted to push the buttons ourselves? That's what it's going to be going towards, is just like a button pusher, as in just in case or whatever kind of situation. I want to make the point, too, that this is actually very exciting to me. Like, I'm not saying that this technology is bad in any way and that we should avoid it. I'm actually on the side that says we should welcome it. It's just that we have to recognize that there are going to be effects, second-order, third-order effects of this stuff, and we have to be prepared for that. And I suggest that we need a basic income in order to do that. But as far as, like, the excitement of trucks, I mean, it can save lives. It's safer. Imagine being able to, say, leave your house at night, go to sleep, and wake up the next day at your destination. Like, you didn't have to drive at all, and it was just, it's almost like you're there. So, I mean, there's just a lot to be excited about when it comes to this self-driving technology.
How does that change the culture of the road as you discovered it on your little research trip?
If anybody has driven through small town America recently, it's already taken quite a big hit. Like, if you walk on the main street of town after town, you see it's just not the same as it used to be. Like, and this is the effect of decades of, say, you know, Walmart coming in and Amazon, you know, taking up. There's no more small bookstores. There's Amazon, you know. So these small towns are just totally changed. Take a truck stop, for example, and you've got, say, 10 servers in this truck stop. Well, these servers' wages and salaries are based off of the spending that truckers spend. And as soon as you remove the truckers, then there's going to be fewer people eating at these places. There's fewer people going there, which means that these places need fewer employees. So then you've got, say, instead of 10 employees, you can downsize to, say, 5 employees. Well, now these towns have fewer jobs. So then these employees that would have spent their money in other places no longer have money to spend in these other places. So then those places are affected too. So when we're talking about the automation of jobs, we have to remember that there are many effects beyond this that just resound down chain after chain.
When you talk to the truckers, do they fear this technology? Are they skeptical of this technology? There's a lot of truckers I know who couldn't imagine what they do being replaced by a chip.
I've heard both positive and I wouldn't say negative, but just saying that, you know, there's a concern. I mean, if you know about self-driving technology, this should be a concern.
Scott Santons, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Scott Santons writes about and advocates for basic income. He recently wrote about the economic impact of the future of the trucking industry for Medium.